representative sometime soon. Barnaby Joyce, your guest after 8:30 this morning. But grateful to still get a perspective from Tim Buckley, Director of Climate Energy Finance on this. Tim Buckley, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul.
For everyone in the Hunter who relies on a job from a heavy emitting industry, should they be scared about this target?
I do not think they should be scared at all. I think we need to be very realistic about the inevitability of the pivot of our economy and the pivot of the economies of our key trade partners. The science is crystal clear. The insurance sector analysis is crystal clear. We have to address the climate science. We have to address the climate crisis. And the longer we delay, the higher the cost to everyone is, so including the people in the Hunter Valley. So I think we want to have a clear message to the people of the Hunter Valley working in the fossil fuel industry that there is an inevitable change coming. It's coming over the next 10, 15, 20 years. That is plenty of time to adjust and adopt to the new opportunities that are emerging. But we can't keep our heads stuck down the coal mine. We have to accept the science. We have to accept that the massive bushfires that nearly destroyed Eastern Australia 4 years ago are inevitably going to come back, and they're going to come back repeatedly, and they're going to be even more severe next time. The floods that smashed Lismore only 2 years ago are going to come back, and they're going to come back bigger and more frequently. So the cost of inaction is too high, and that includes the people of the Hunter Valley. I don't think your average listener is a climate science denier. They're going to understand that the science, they're going to understand that we need the federal government to work with our New South Wales government to actually prepare to transition and to seize the opportunities in new industries, because it's not all doom and gloom. There is going to be literally hundreds of billions of dollars of new investment in New South Wales over the next 10, 15 years that is unlocked as we pivot to industries of the future. Tens of thousands of new jobs.
Tim, how do you contextualise this number? Because, you know, people might have heard an announcement yesterday that was 50, 60, 70, whatever the number is. But in this case, the announcement was 62 to 70%. But my point is, how does anyone understand what that actually means?
Well, the climate scientists understand what it means. The finance industry understands it. Treasury, the federal government's treasury, just put out a 228-page report outlining precisely what it means for every major sector in Australia. What are the investment requirements to actually pivot our economy? What are the risks in terms of the sustained reduction in our coal exports, the reduction over time of our LNG exports, and then what are the alternative products that we are going to export instead? And so it talks about the, as I think you and I have talked about, the massive opportunity in iron ore. We export $120, $130 billion a year of iron ore. We could double that to $250 billion a year, and all of that doubling would come from onshore value adding of our iron ore and exporting iron rather than iron ore, process it and then export it. That will bring tens of thousands of new jobs. Now, what we need to do is make sure that we maintain and build new jobs in the Hunter Valley. So things like Tomago Aluminium will be a key beneficiary if we can decarbonize our electricity system, get the cost down, and make sure Tomago is there for decades and decades to come, and in fact is a beneficiary of the development of decarbonisation or development of green aluminium, for example. But we've got to find other industries as well. That means investing. We've got to invest in regional New South Wales to make sure we have the jobs for the industries of the future. And so redeploy, retrain, and make sure we have a whole lot of apprentices coming through. Like the number of electrician apprentices in New South Wales, we literally need another 10,000 apprentices, and we need them today. You mentioned electric vehicles. That means we need to build a huge amount of new charging infrastructure. We need to put batteries in every single home, every single school, every single community building, every office building. That's tens of thousands of jobs. This is not something we should fear. It's something we have to address, and it is a massive opportunity. And that's where the federal government is stepping up, and they are putting our taxpayer dollars on the line to actually crowd in private capital and to make sure that we actually pivot our economy and we have a strong, sustained economy aligned with the climate science.
Tim, Tim Buckley, I've only got about 45 seconds here, but just the question, which is given the reduction, and you're talking about the investments there, do you think the work the federal government is doing is matching what we need to be doing to get to that target?
The federal government under the Albanese group has really been rebuilding the capacity of our federal government. We've spent a decade outsourcing it to consultants, paid mercenaries. We are now rebuilding the public service. I think we have the capacity. We now need to get on with it at speed and scale.
Tim Buckley, appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Paul.